If you don't like what we tell you to believe in, we'll kill you.
Is tedious on the right stuff.biz.
Oh, hey, guy, Herschel here. Are you listening to a free fag episode of The Daily Shower? Do you need a small personal loan so you can afford a paywall subscription? I may be able to help you out. For the very low price of just $10 a month, you can listen to Mike finish his talking points without annoying promotional bits like this one. Log on to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your white man's agency level. E-checks, money order by mail, or cryptocurrency. Support TRS's efforts in shutting down yids like me.
Yes, this is tedious on the right stuff. That is the Daily Show number 1068.
This is the good stuff, the right stuff.
Jewish apocalypse.
And we're back. It's a good Monday show, even though Mike is on my. I should have a second monitor, like I have here. I have two monitors. In kayfabe, I should have two. I have one for Alex, and I should have one for Mike. It'd be pretty good. Anyway, I don't know what we're gonna do today, but it's just gonna be fun because I feel like I feel fun.
I've told the
G-D Friday story on prep. Maybe I'll just run that by Alex real quick. Alex, have you I'm sorry, let Alex get his phone first. Then
let me turn this fucking thing off. It's like, yeah. I'll get no messages all day, and then for this one little window, like, oh, I should send Alex a
You got that right message now. I sent you, right?
Fucking Godzilla. This happens to me a lot, too. People, like, text me right now. I'm like, just because it's convenient for you. Doesn't mean I'm not working. Like, I'm working. Right.
I'm gonna go back.
This
to
is my job.
I'm gonna go back to X and see if I can find.
I can't deal with your personal problems right now. This is the one window of time. Actually, this is why I like doing the show. It's the one window of time where people aren't asking me to deal with their problems. Well, actually, they are. But it's one where I can actually I have a valid excuse.
Or it might be
know,
me.
Do you know what's the worst about it? It's my wife, and she knows I'm down in the basement recording a show. She'll blow up my phone with text messages. Just like, what do you want me to do? Don't want to show right now.
Well, you could always just get up,
yeah, the kids on fire,
the conversation, and then come back as you do. She's expecting you to do that, but like, no, I can only do that like for certain things.
And what was that photo that you sent me?
That's what I was talking about. I'm trying to find it on X. I can't
what the
find
fuck
it.
Is
it's
that?
The Godzilla Pearl Davis photo is fucking gross.
Oh, yes. God. Okay. All right.
That
all
broad
right.
does not.
She's just a very.
I don't find her attractive. I'm not going to say
there
she's
it
ugly.
Is. Oh,
don't
well,
find her attractive.
Look, the original photo
isn't the
is
the type of content I want
to
do.
All right, well, you're just going to have to take the L on that then, because everybody wants it. This. This is
but
great.
I don't
content.
See why this is.
That's a huge
she's one
bitch.
Of those. Oh my god!
But there's someone put her like in like a Godzilla skyline, and it's just too funny.
She's one of those broads where you could look at her and tell that she's like taller than she probably should be. Like the proportions and the face, just something's off. I don't know. Yeah.
Of course I can't find the shoe. There it is.
I just
sorry.
Don't.
It's just. There's no reason not to get a good laugh out of that. I mean, this, you know, slob and Andrew Tate knob doing fucking fake right wing extreme online shit. And then all the while, fucking
fake,
exclusively
I think
fucking niggers.
Right wing, extremely online stuff.
Well, it's I consider fake anything online that's saying is right wing is not us.
Yeah,
fake.
Yeah.
I mean that's how I look at that. Like if you're not a Nazi, it's just fake. And the fakeness is in the coal burning, but I think that's pretty goddamn funny. I enjoy that picture very much. I had to text that to McNabb.
I thought that might have been Pearl Davis, but I couldn't tell.
It's like she was talking. I saw a clip of her like. You know the A-log type people that aren't Nazis either. They're just they have this. A lot of A-log content is pearl clutching at someone like Pearl or some of these other fake fucking e-grifters that have spoken about optics in the past. And be like, oh, it's not optical. It's like, you're just as gay as they are. But one of the things that she does is like, so she exclusively like dates black dudes, and she was doing a bit on like how slavery is totally justified. and like only, you know, black people are just made to like serve white people, and that's just what it's, how it's going to be. And then it's just like, what are you doing? Like, what, like, what is this fake edgy bullshit? Like, you don't believe that any of that.
All right.
Like, what are you, dating slaves?
That kind of shit. That is just, like, really dumb.
That's what I mean. It's just dumb. So
you're,
yeah,
also
somebody,
never going to.
If somebody, like, takes a goofy photo of her in a bikini, then I'm going to make fun of you because of that.
That's fine. That's fine. But here's my thing with that kind of content. Like, you're never going to convince a lot of people of that. Like, you're only doing that for your own entertainment.
Well, it doesn't, just doesn't even matter. Like, it's, you don't, like,
it's also,
is, it's also failing. You're also failing a Jewish, like, shit test when you're, like, sitting here like, okay, American, justify slavery. Like, how about no? I don't fucking need
no,
to.
That's not my fucking job.
That's not my fucking problem.
It was the biggest mistake. And it left us, like, the, I don't need to, I'm not going to justify it. It was a huge fucking error that left us with this lingering problem.
Yeah, we've paid for it.
It's, like, near insoluble at this point.
Yeah.
So, what are you talking about? I need to justify it. No, I don't. That's a ridiculous, like, justify your idea that I need to justify it. For what? So, yeah, nah, fuck that. But that's only for people who feel like they want to, like, rescue the idea of America, I guess.
Well, it's people that don't understand. People that don't, people that fail to, like, the, you're just like, you can't see that what's happening is that you're going, you're being lured into a racial struggle session where, like, all they can do is put you on the hot seat, put you on a hot dish, and just laugh at you trying to squirm out of stuff. And I just say, no, fuck you. Like, I don't care. Like, I don't care about slavery. Slavery's been paid.
We're going to make fun of people.
Oh, no.
For being dumb. I'm going to have a video for you in just a second.
Oh, good.
I'll send you the link when I've got it uploaded. But, like, this will be very funny. This one will be funny.
So I was beginning to tell Alex, but Alex, you're not on prep. So did you know that TGI Friday? I know you're an Applebee's man, but do you ever go to TGI Fridays?
I think I went in there one time, and then I was, like, posting stuff on the internet, but I thought I was at Applebee's.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, wait.
The transcendence.
Wait, I'm not doing the meme right. No, it's not Applebee's. It's TGI Fridays.
Well, TGI Fridays is now just Fridays. I drove by one yesterday because we have to keep, you know, you can't have God and stuff.
Right.
The G-D Fridays.
I've noticed that it's been Fridays for a while, but I didn't put two and two together as to why.
Yeah, it's like, what else could be the reason? You know?
So I'm not really sure where else there is to go with that. But here's something I think we should watch.
I thought Alex was going to endorse the restaurant. As a Fedora tipper, he was going to change his affiliation from Applebee's now to Fridays, to the Godless Fridays.
From Ruby Tuesday to Fridays.
That's what I'm
calling. I thought your joint was Ruby Tuesday.
Yeah, my joint is Ruby Tuesday.
I like Red Robin. That's my joint.
I like Texas
Roadhouse. I like the Ruby Relaxer Ruby Tuesdays.
Texas Roadhouse would be great if you can get in without waiting 45 minutes for a table.
Oh, dude, you got to go on, like, off hours. Go on, like, the afternoon.
There's no off hours.
Like 3 o'clock. All right,
3 hours is
I've never had to wait too long at Texas Roadhouse, and I swear to God, this is really good steak there.
You haven't been there since the pandemic ended. Mm. You're remembering pandemic times where you could walk in anywhere. The only obstacle was if they had every other table. Like, oh, we're not using for social distancing.
You're right.
I'm going to sit here. Yeah, everything is back on. All the niggers are out. They're all they're not afraid of your diseases anymore.
Sad.
Yeah, I want the lockdown back so I can be the one guy, like, unvaxxed, pure blood, walking around getting burgers without a wait.
Now,
so this
I want to show this video.
Yeah, what is this? What do we got?
And here? I want you just to watch the mannerisms, Ron DeSantis's mannerisms, and tell me, like, what
I want it play.
What it evokes? What kind of What type of person does this remind you of when you watch his mannerisms, his way of speaking?
Is it a fag?
Way he moves his...
Oops, something went wrong. Sorry about that. Chunk D Muxer error, append failed. Okay, got it. Something's not working here. The Chunk D Muxer.
What?
Maybe it's my browser. I'll download it. Standard download.
Hold on a sec.
I will download it. The download is now complete. Allow me to complete. What is this? Oh... I don't want it in my Robert Jordan books folder. Thank you very much.
Ha! All right. Well, wait. Hold on.
Now, we will
This is legitimately not working. Fuck!
Let's see. So I've got it, and I'll drag that.
What do you think?
I got it. It's good. I got it. Okay. I downloaded
it. All right.
Demux, remux. We're all just muxing.
I think the format's Mux, probably wrong for the
Mux
browser.
Deluxe.
Okay, watch his
follow,
mannerism.
Follow Mux Deluxe on Telegram and Twitter. Mux Deluxe.
Mux Deluxe.
It's Wigger Wednesday.
He's just constantly like reformatting videos.
Okay. Yeah. So here's Ron.
What do you think?
With the curriculum? No, it's not. And the curriculum is very clear. You have, I think it's like 200 plus pages of all kinds of stuff that you can't read that. Have you read it?
So what's your opinion?
Have you read it?
I'm asking your opinion.
But you haven't read it, so I'm just making that clear.
I hate when journalists do that. Like, no, I'm trapping you in a logic pretzel. You can't ask me a question.
That makes it very clear about the injustices of slavery.
Oh, hi, guys. Here's another pre-recorded interruption. Not an actual interruption. I'm just here to remind you, we need you to go ahead and pick up a subscription at therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use money orders, you can use crypto, you can use e-checks, you can even go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can use your credit card on there to get around the Jews' banishment of our banking services. That works. So you can do that until you can't. I don't know. But thanks. We'll be right back to the show now.
Vivid detail. So anyone that actually read that and then listens to Kamala would know that she's lying. And that particular provision about the skills, that was in spite of slavery, not because of.
Is he giving slavery two snaps up in a circle?
Dude, he gesticulates like a black woman.
Two snaps up.
AP courses like, made that.
Twan, don't get mad.
Same point. Other courses have made that same point. Nobody said anything.
He just needs the big. He needs the big pink nails.
And Dr. Allen and those people will say, "Look, this is what was used post-bellum when these folks were doing stuff." So that was very, very clear.
All right. So are they doing a Ron Justifies? Or your new curriculum doesn't say slavery was bad?
Oh, I don't give a fuck about what he's talking about. I just think it's funny that his mannerisms are that. I mean, what he's talking about is relevant. What he's talking about is this claim that, like, Florida's black history curriculum justifies slavery by saying, like, blacks picked up useful skills. Which might be where Pearl Davis is getting her, like, black people... Like, basically, they're saying they're accusing Florida of teaching people that blacks benefited from slavery because there's a thing that says, like, I'm not getting sucked into defending fucking Ron DeSantis or Florida, but they are legitimately being retarded.
Blacks benefited from slavery in that they own America. Well, they don't own America, but they get to fucking exert power over white Americans exclusively.
And see, this
constantly.
Is the problem.
I'm not going to say that's a benefit of slavery. I'm going to say that's like Jewish ethnic warfare.
Right. Well, first of all,
proxy
blacks did benefit from slavery because try and get a single one of them to go back to Africa.
Oh, my God. Have you seen like the Nigerian updates? Or was it? Wait.
Niger. But
Niger.
Yeah, we'll,
wait, how
we'll do
you? So, wait. Both countries would be Nigerian then. Are there a Nigerian and a Nigerian? There's Nigeria and Niger. How do you fucking.
Maybe it's a Nigerite. Or maybe she's a nigger.
Well, they're all niggers.
It's true. That doesn't really
differentiate. It's like, how do you describe a citizen of Senegal,
dude,
nigger?
All these people on TV are saying Niger, but hold on. I don't want to go to that yet. I want to continue talking about this.
Pearl Davis? Okay.
So, no, not Pearl Davis. Because whole scene is like the least interesting thing in the world. It like literally just bores me to tears. But anyway, the whole idea of like, first of all, blacks did benefit from slavery. They obviously so. They and even the ones that were themselves slaves probably had longer life expectancies when they were brought to America. Now, this is not me saying
I don't care
that we should do slavery.
Or that we should have done it in the first
place. I am not justifying, I am just looking
at
the raw facts.
It was terrible for
workers. Like, now, I'm sure that those that died on the slave boats, because those were apparently filthy, disgusting death traps, that's terrible. But those that actually reached America, they were better off than those blacks left in Africa, and they have continued to be so. That's just the truth. That doesn't make me required to say anything about, like, I think that's not our job to help them, and it's ended up hurting us. It's hurt our country. It's made America like a fucking third world shithole run by thugs and perverts.
Right.
But, like... I mean, they're literally just, as you said, like, it's a racial weapon. I don't know if it was originally intended that way. But I'm also like, do you think you're going to be able to control this population forever? Or they just don't care? The plantation owners, they just didn't care. Like, I don't make money now. I don't care what happens 200 years down the road. It's not my problem.
I really think they were going to run, like, just own them like cattle.
Yeah, I think that they probably couldn't foresee. But the thing is, there were always people that were against it. Like, they always existed.
Yeah. Her abolitionist.
And it only got more popular as time went on. And then, of course, it also became...
The problem is the abolitionist movement also just created all these fairy tales about it that, like, just are unbelievable.
But also...
And scenarios and stories that are indefensible but also not true. It's like America's Holocaust, you know?
Right. But the other thing is blacks were causing problems and always have been.
Right.
Like, black slaves caused problems.
Sure.
Like, it's not like they were just in the fields constantly, like, massacring around, whipping them. No, they would run away, and they would cause problems. Right. They caused problems for non-slave-owning whites. People didn't want to be around places where there were lots of blacks, no matter what, period. And these southern planters are just utter scumbags, in my opinion. These slave owners, slave traders, pieces of shit. Yeah. Destroyers of a country for a quick buck. I don't give a shit about your bullshit tradition. Fuck you. I don't care about
tradition
your
of what?
Julep
like
on your fucking
fuck that shit.
Like your Southern tradition wearing a Colonel Sanders suit, sipping a mint julep on the front porch. Fuck you. You ruined the fucking country, assholes. And I'm not talking about average Southerners. Most of them, 99%, didn't own slaves and were actually screwed over by those that did, as usual.
Exactly.
So, yeah. So fuck your mint julep. Fuck your small mint julep.
It's probably a large mint julep. And...
Yeah, fuck your large plantation full of niggers.
Yeah,
but so I'm never going to justify slavery, but then the thing is,
I love when a southerner gets triggered by that kind of talk. Well, you're the ones that came.
Your
along.
Ancestors were not slave owners.
I said, well, you're the ones that came along and freed them, you Yankees. Which is just like the worst. It's like, why were they here? Why didn't you just have nice southern boys work in your fields? It's just like. It just turns because like Southern identity is just like this. It's another like it's just the off brand like patriotard stuff. It's like just another boomer. It's totally fake. And as you said, like you probably weren't part of the aristocracy that did this. You're just identifying with it because
dude, if you're alive, you weren't because that that group of people was essentially all killed. Yeah. For the most part, they were all fucking killed. It's one thing I would say for them, at least they did ride into battle. But
it's funny when they try to turn it into like an either like a light switch argument. Like you have to take up like if you don't like the South and you're a Yankee. It's like well no, like there was no good side in that war. Everybody,
I'm
got
sure
fought.
That the Yankees sucked too in their own way.
Oh,
they did. Like yeah, like whatever.
Absolutely.
Not my problem. Like I'm just telling
you.
If
the Yankees had won and Lincoln had like actually gone through with like shipping them all back, then we would have proof that Yankees are the superior race. But that didn't happen.
Didn't
so they're just no different than like a Donald Trump.
However, like the funny thing is, I actually have a theory on this, and I could be totally wrong. I don't think Lincoln really wanted to do that because I think he was a nigger lover.
Probably not. Yeah, I mean,
but
like,
I think that was put out there as like an optics thing, like because people only accept freeing the slaves if they thought they were going to be shipped back.
Right. No, we're going
to
ship into Detroit.
Like you wouldn't
Chicago,
be able to get Yankees to fight to free slaves unless they thought they were going back to Africa. I could be wrong about all this, but this is an area that. Historians don't want to explore because they and remember the draft riots in New York City, like 4 days of rioting because New Yorkers, Yankees, did not want to go and fight for niggers.
Right.
They perceived that they were going to fight for freeing niggers and they didn't want to do it. And they rioted for 4 days and they burned a significant chunk of Manhattan.
Man,
so there's that
again. Burn a significant chunk of Manhattan. Why does he have niggers to do that now? I guess
you can't really
can
burn it now. It's all made out of stone.
Yeah. Niggers could find a way to burn it.
Well, they burn like other parts of New York. But anyway, that's kind of a tangent from what we intended to talk about. But
I didn't know we intended to talk about anything.
Well, I didn't intend to talk about any of it, but I was talking about the Florida curriculum on black history, which is like there again. This is again, it's part of the it's the anti-woke Florida curriculum, and it's part of the Ron DeSantis presidential campaign, which is failing badly. Because what he's saying is like there's a line in it. This is something like blacks that were freed, like use the skills they had learned to start like their own farms or something. That's also just like not true. they were granted land, and then the Jews just usured them out of it.
Right.
They basically were given their land. And then Jews are like, you want a bottle of whiskey? Sign here. You're free now. You have power of attorney. You can sign that land to me. Here's your whiskey. That's what happened. They don't want to tell you that. That's what happened. All this shit. Like, this is the problem. America's racial narrative makes the truth, like, almost impossible. I mean, they can't really discuss. I mean, I guess now since they like to do the bit of like all white people are actually always guilty all the time, they're okay with actually kind of confessing that, like, yeah, you know, Northerners really didn't want to go fight for blacks. There was actually a big movement against that and riots. I mean, the biggest ones are the draft riots. They weren't the only ones, though.
Or there's also the Ken Burns, like, you know, America, they went to, they in World War II, yeah. they went and defeated Germany, but like they didn't do enough about the Holocaust soon enough.
Right, right.
So fuck
right.
you. It's like, yeah,
they always end up doing that eventually. But that's just true.
Point taken.
Like, I'm willing to just be like, yeah, America didn't want to do anything, didn't care about Jews. America didn't want to fight for Jews in the 1930s. And America didn't want to fight the free blacks. Like, white people, like the, all these fucking industrial workers, immigrant, European immigrants working in fucking hellish factories in like the Northeast and Chicago and areas like that, they didn't want to go fight for niggers. Niggers have better lives than they did. They're down there in the sunshine,
yeah,
open skies.
Eating lobster.
Yeah, better, well fed to get a nice and, you know, they want to get these, you want to get these mandingos nice and fucking, you know, beef.
This is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall at rightstuff.biz/paywall. You can use crypto, e-checks, mail in a money order, or even use your credit card on Sven's Odyssey channel. The link will be below in the show notes. That's the rightstuff.biz/paywall.
Beefed up, right? Yeah.
The fast twitch muscles. They fast twitch, but all they do is lay around.
Why do blacks have fast twitch muscles when they're just... I guess they want to be able to bolt at any second.
Yeah, right.
They're not made for endurance, but they're made for like quick bursts of speed and then like lying around.
Like it just like...
Punctuated. They have like punctuated bursts of speed.
It's just and, like... And it, go to zero from zero to stealing your bike in like 0.5 seconds. That's why they need to have the
Yeah, they need to be able to run away real quick.
Yeah, they're like a, like an electric car. They don't need endurance. An electric Negro. Yeah. He has to have like that fast torque, just like immediately, boom, and he's gone. You know, can't have like a diesel nigga.
Whereas white men were made for endurance running.
Yeah,
dude, there's this movie from the 60s.
That's why we like big trucks.
It's like it's one of these movies now that everyone's like, oh my god, it's so racist. I forget what it's called. It's from like the late 60s. It's a white guy who's like some African safari guy or something like that. It's basically like he's a guide in Africa, a safari guide, and he's like friendly with one particular tribe. But then he takes on a client who's like a complete piece of shit racist who just wants to like exploit Africa. And then like this tribe gets mad and they kill like his client, his safari guy he's touring, and they put him in like a loincloth and they make him like run and they're going to hunt him.
Oh,
and there's a scene where like, fun. I forget what the fuck it's called. People in the comment, if you know, remember, I'll probably look in between the show and I'll know next hour. But, it's not a very good movie, but it's kind of funny to watch. Cause once you get through the front part, like once you get through the setup, cause the main thing is him just running from niggers in the jungle and surviving and constantly outsmarting them, outfoxing them. And there's a scene at the very beginning where he's just running.
It's like Daquan Wick.
And he actually has like the stamina to keep running. And the two niggers running after him, but they don't just like get out of breath. They start like bleeding from their faces and then they die. Huh. I'm like, when does that ever happen? I mean, they're just like running. I would think they would just get tired and sit down first.
I guess they twitch too fast, I guess.
Yeah, I guess those fast twitch muscles were just twitching so fast that,
blood geysers out of your face. Or get out of the ground.
I also want to explore this idea we were talking about on Saturday. I'm not convinced the fast twitch muscles or like having more fast twitch muscles relative means like black people sink in water. I'm not convinced that black people aren't buoyant.
No, they're just idiots.
I think they're just
functionally retarded. They're retarded. You put them in water, they panic, they don't know what to do, and you cannot educate or change. Like, we know what's fast twitch is their emotional response, and they just panic.
I think they do have a higher body density, I think.
Really?
I'm pretty sure there is a density issue. But
do you think it's such that they're not buoyant?
I think it's a destiny issue. Their destiny is to just, like, fail.
Because...
Well, drown proofing is like this whole thing, right? Like my dad is not able to drown proof.
Would actually sink. Hold up. Just wouldn't be able to swim.
What did you say about drown? What's drown proofing? Hold on, this drown is like a whole new hashtag. Something
the military will train you to do this if you go to like the Navy, right? It's to basically be able to just kind of float. And some people really cannot drown proof. Even if they're holding enough air in their lungs, they're still going to sink at least low enough that they can't keep their head above water. It's a physiological thing. It's okay. More of a problem if you're a dude.
But with niggers,
somebody like me, for example, I can very, very easily just like sit on the bottom of a pool, like no problem. I would have a hard time.
Okay, but if I throw you in the water, you're not going to like panic and thrash about to run out of energy, and no matter what you do, you sink to the bottom, and you're a dumb nigger. I think that's the real issue. It's like they're panicky Petes. They have fast twitch panic response.
Well, here's the thing, people don't sink though. They just don't.
I can sink
to a certain degree.
Yeah,
like if you put a man and a woman in the water. Generally, the man's going to have less of his head up out of the water because women are more buoyant.
I mean, floating is like a thing you have to do. You have to like hold the breath and you like lean back just right and balance. Mm-hmm. And you can lay on your back.
Well, here's the thing. Even when I was,
but the, see, that's
like
the
a,
thing though. Like
a wiry,
it's
teenager,
not. It's not like. But as a black person, doesn't have the agency to do that. It's got nothing to do with bone density. Like they just You can't do that. They can't stop.
Well, that's the thing is, I think training them to do that would be damn near impossible too. So it's like two things.
Well, it's because they're also stupid and can't learn things. Like, right. If there was a way to connect like floating on your back and getting a bunch of money and killing someone and getting pussy, they would probably like take to it real quickly. But since like there's no criminal element to floating on your back, like there's no like immediate like criminally what's the word I'm looking for? Like there's no like delinquent. Like immediate response.
There's no
to doing,
mischief involved in it.
There's no immediate reward for doing that. Like they can't figure that out.
Other than not dying, but like
well, that's not that's so, not like well, that's not what they're into. Like being alive is just like a constant. I'm always a different nigga. That different nigga is always alive. Right. There's no death. So that's but, not like it's like a.
I wanted to just say
that's,
like,
that requires like planning and foresight to be like if I do this I won't die. That's not what they're about. Like if I do this I get money.
Well, they just sure, but like. My thing is, I know people in the comments are going to rebel at what I'm saying. I'm just asking the question, okay? But, like, I have in the past promoted the idea that black people sink in water or they can't swim or something like that. But I'm like, I mean, they definitely can't swim. But I've rethought it. And I thought, like, you know, I don't know. I would just need some kind of evidence of this because it seems like it was always just something that people said and nobody really knew it.
It's a cope.
But I'm like, yeah. And I always wonder, is this actually something that was come up with? That like libtards or something like that came up with to explain black people's terror of water and total inability to swim. And this came up because we were talking about Obama's onion chopper that drowned.
His
sussy
chef.
But I'm wondering, like, you know, because my thing is, like, I could actually see panicking in water if you actually really couldn't fucking float at all. Like, I could see being like, oh shit, like, I'm fucked. But then you just. Water would just be deadly. Like, if you sank, like, a stone or something, like, you just wouldn't, you'd just be fucked. If you were in deep water, there's nothing you could do. But, like, as you said, there's going to be a point, I guess, at which you hit, you're going to be buoyant no matter what. Maybe their point is, like, slightly lower or something, but I don't believe that they just sink like rocks.
No.
This is one of those things, well, it's one of these things that's going to be kind of hard to really...
What
research.
About, and also, what about obese niggers? Because, like...
They should be fine.
Yeah, because the body fat, totally absolutely, you should be fine.
I'm telling you,
like,
sous chef...
You have to be a really lean, like, muscular nigger to sink.
Obama's sous chef drowned in 8 feet of water, we know that. And I think we were saying, well, if you knew that, you would just go to the bottom and spring and take a breath. And you, when you're, and
well,
you're,
he wasn't and, thinking.
Right, well, because, duh. So he fell off the paddleboard.
I think you drowned pretty damn fast.
He panicked. He panicked and he like thrashed about. He doesn't know how deep the water is. All he knows is like, I don't know how to do this. I don't belong out here. You know, and then he dies from panicking and you run out of energy. All that fast twitch.
Witness was saying he was trying to get back onto the paddleboard and wasn't able to do it.
That's probably a little difficult in the middle of water without being able to stand up.
But I'm also like, that's the wrong move. What you should do.
You just hold on to it and be like, oh, fuck.
I mean. What you should do, particularly if you're well within reach of shore. I mean, look, this is just the life-saving training I got when I was, like, 16. Like, just fucking float on your back, do the elementary black backstroke back to safety. Like, fucking stop this shit. Like, I never understood it, but whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean...
It's amazing that you've got
when
a paddleboard.
I was a lifeguard, I only had to rescue little children.
You know what's
so
buoyant
like
is the paddleboard. You can just hang on to the paddleboard and be like, until someone comes around or something. Like, we're trying to get back on it.
I think that's what he was trying to do. But he couldn't do that.
No, I bet I bet he was trying to get all the way up on it and like just wasting it.
You're
like,
probably right.
Tough
maybe
to
he smacked his head.
Because you get onto a paddleboard, you don't get on a paddleboard from like the middle of the ocean. You get on it from a stupid skiff or from like a shallow spot, I think.
Or you just don't use a paddleboard.
I tried. I tried to do some sort of empirical research and see if there's any like any hardcore data on this, and what I found is this ridiculous. It's not a study. This is like some PhD candidate like writing her dissertation, and it's this the title of it is "Drown-Proof Bodies: The Cold War University and Implicit Objectives of Science." I argue that drown-proofing, a swimming course taught at the Georgia Institute of Technology throughout the 20th century, created, maintained, and propagated a specific model of self-conduct and thinking through the control of students' bodies.
It do be racist. Do it be racist, though?
This model encouraged specific ideas about bodies, race, gender, and science that were implicitly taught through the content of scientific knowledge. Like, yeah, women are more buoyant than men. That's just a fucking fact. Like, what do you want me to do about it? Like, here's the other thing, too. One of the reasons that women have something of an advantage in the water, and a lot of times they can kind of get a little bit close to competing with men in that environment.
But can women be more tomboyant?
Oh, good question. But because they've got more subcutaneous fat and they've got that extra buoyancy, one of the problems you're into as a male is your legs are really, really dense, right? There's literally no fat there if you're athletic. So when you're in the water, your legs tend to go downwards, right? It tends to kind of cock your body down into the water like this. And that increases your drag, whereas women have less of a problem with that.
Okay, so yeah. I found a study, buoyancy of African, black, and European white males. This is from 1998.
This is pretty annoying, huh? All this can go away. You bought a paywall. rightstuff.biz/paywall.
This is literally like if we throw the witch into the lake.
In the water to see
if we throw the witch into the lake and she sinks, she's not a witch. It's that level of scientific inquiry. Like we have a wooden duck and we have a witch.
I just searched, are black people less buoyant than white people, and this is what came up first. So 26 male swimmers, 13 blacks, 13 whites, matched for age, weight, and stature, were subjects.
How many of them died?
In comparison of anthro.
How many niggers were killed in this study?
I don't think any of them died. I think they had somebody on hand.
They all had an episode, though. They had to be dragged from the fucking deep.
Comparison of anthropometric characteristics in horizontal and vertical buoyancy. Subjects were tested in a swimming pool in the horizontal position. The time necessary for the body to return to the vertical position defined horizontal buoyancy. Vertical buoyancy was the hydrostatic lift necessary to maintain the subject immersed to the nose. The results indicated similarities in arm span, trunk flexibility, full inspiration, and exhalation of black and white subjects. However, there were differences in body fat distribution and buoyancies, with white people storing more fat and having better buoyancy than blacks. Okay. But presumably,
were the results? Like, what tiny marginal effect did that buoyancy? I mean, give me a fucking break.
Well, here's my thing.
I'm telling you, this is just to paper over. These people do not have the agency to not panic and get themselves upright in water.
Lots of black people are fat.
Right, that too.
Like, a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So the fat ones, you have no excuse. You should float.
To go to Sven's point for a second, my dad cannot drown proof. My dad was a very good swimmer.
Okay.
Because, you know, doing freestyle and stuff like that, learning to propel yourself through the water doesn't require 100% buoyancy, you know.
Right.
So you're not going to be the fastest swimmer, but you're going to be pretty, you could still be pretty good, right? And, of course, he was very athletic, very strong. He was fine as a swimmer.
So you should be doing freestyle on the microphone.
He could not naturally drown proof and sit there and, you know, float on his back very easily.
Just mentioned a microphone.
So what, he'd have to kick every once in a while?
You'd have to keep moving.
Yeah, you'd have to keep moving to stay up. But
he'd have to keep propelling himself.
I was in the I was at the Red Robins yesterday, and that fucking Beck song came on. I went to take a piss. It was on in the bathroom. That two turntables and a microphone song. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
I just mentioned because I'm thinking of freestyle. It's like, was that guy?
This is a tangent I don't really want
to
go down.
But well, I want to talk to you about it, so why don't you just be a co-host of the show and we'll do it.
I have more I want to talk about with buoyancy.
I know, we can go back to buoyancy, but we can also have fun.
All right, go on. This is like
I don't think I need to ask permission to have a tangent. Like, this is what we do. Racist Opie and Anthony, without cringing. You have any thoughts on Beck?
Right, go ahead.
I mean, Beck. Can
he swim?
Beck, I don't know. Like, the two turntables and the microphone deal. Like, why was that a thing? This doofy, dorky, white hipster loser.
If we threw them into the water, would they would probably sink.
He would probably try to simulate drowning because he wants people to think he's black. Beck. It would be like authentic.
He would pretend not to be able to swim.
Yeah. Because, I mean, he's pretending that's to be like be, a hip-hop
guy. Oh,
dude,
here's the thing. We need to get libtards to start drowning.
Oh, themselves. That's going to solve this whole discrepancy.
To be so that they can be more like black, so they can identify better with the community.
Or we could start doing like the Wire version and take like black drownings and just in the paperwork write them up with something else. Like
now,
eaten by ocean predators.
Else,
yeah.
So theoretically, I will bet you that this study was done on military men.
Sure.
Guys in the military. I'll bet you that's how they got their volunteers for it.
Yeah.
They're probably in the military.
Probably.
And that's a way they can easily sort of select people and then select males of the same age, same weight. Etc. Same
it's dead,
basic
because it said
characteristics.
Swimmers. It didn't say we just like randomly grabbed people. We grabbed swimmers.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
Well, there, now
no,
you've already skewed the study.
Characteristics. Right?
You need Shaniqua. You need
right.
You
so
know.
My thing is this: black women drown too, but black women have lots of fucking body fat, more than any other group.
That's true. Black bodies.
So what's
be
their
big.
Excuse? I'm thinking like, and all the guys I know that have told me. That they know that this is true about blacks and sinking are people who have been in like the military and seen blacks try to do the swimming stuff and not be able to do it as well as the white guys doing basic training.
Well,
or whatever.
I think you got to draw a distinction between drown proofing and swimming because drown proofing is very different. Drown proofing,
yes.
The entire idea is you don't swim.
You just let your
they literally will tie your feet and your hands together.
Oh my
and
God.
You're supposed to kind of bob there. Right,
I might.
Yeah, the idea
to
is
me.
For you to be able to stay alive when you're too tired.
Yeah, you should be able to stay in the water for hours and hours and hours. That's the whole thing, drown
if
proofing.
I was bound, I think I would probably drown. I would just be. I'd be
well, apparently,
that's
it
level
was
of
like
stress.
A,
like this part of the course.
Urban legend that Navy SEALs have to be able to drown proof.
Are like, you a Navy SEAL?
Like a ridiculously. I don't know what, if this is true. But this
well,
is
then they're
just
going to be hungry as fuck because you've been in the fucking water for.
I'm buoyant.
Cold water.
Mind control.
Well, yeah, what they, the reason that.
My
they
mind
can't do
controls
it.
The water. I'm floating on it. I'm a Navy SEAL. We never went to the moon. It's mind control. I floated on my back through the Van Allen belt.
I floated
belt.
Approximately 200 hours.
I don't sound anything like Jesse Ventura anymore. Fuck. It's really
I've
bad.
Got 200 confirmed hours of drowned. Throw me in the ocean with nothing and I'll float.
Throw me in Lake Michigan. I'll
man,
contact Alex Jones telepathically.
Hell, be more
Alex
likely
Jones,
to freeze to death at that
I'm
point,
not
but,
drowning. I'm buoyant. I'm Jesse the Buoy Ventura.
Yes, I understand what you're saying. Yeah, yes. And so my point, I think the military does that too, and I'm sure that it's probably true that the Navy SEALs have,
okay,
they have to be
go.
Able to drown proof for X number of hours. That's probably
where's it
true.
Going? I got points for Sven over here.
But this
right,
is always but hold on a second.
Oh, wait a second.
Let me finish this point. This is always something you've heard, though, right? That, like, Navy SEALs have to float for, like, tread water for, like, 12 hours or something like that. I don't know if that's true. But all the guys that I've known that have talked about this at blacks have been military people that mm-hmm. had to do these kinds of things, either yeah. swimming or drown proofing or probably both. And they're like, yeah, and the blacks just can't do it. But I'm like, okay, so a black male, younger, in the military and fit enough to actually be in the military is not representative of the entire population. In fact, first of all, there's black women. They are fatter than any other type of woman. They have more subcutaneous fat. They're storing more fat of whichever type of fat. I know there's like a couple different types, but like, okay, so there's that. Then like tons of black men are fat. But when you'll hear about like blacks trying to go like rafting or swim and they just all drown. And like, it can't be this buoyancy effect. It has to be something else with a lot of them. That's my only point.
Right. Well, I was going to go to that point.
Yeah.
Where did Sven go?
He's probably taking a piss. I think he still has your piece in. He can hear.
All right. One of the main goals of drown proofing was to teach students how to remain afloat for hours, spending the minimum amount of energy in moving and breathing. For that reason, strong emotions like stress and anxiety, which would create feelings of panic, accelerated heartbeat, and thus increase the amount of energy spent, had to be avoided.
That's the problem.
So
they
this,
just can't
this is
calm
like
down.
The panic nigger, like.
No, I'm telling you, they can't calm down. That's probably more to do with their inability to drown proof than whatever this marginal buoyancy effect is. Right? Because if you cannot relax, you won't be able to do it.
So the instructor here says that for this instructor, emotions like stress and anxiety, perfectly acceptable feelings when experiences of tied up in a pool, were obstacles to the achievement of the optimum performance in drown proofing.
Dude,
which
I'm
could only
you,
be reached through self control.
I'm seeing a huge like contradiction here. Hang on. I've discovered a massive contradiction in this. I thought like blacks just like don't feel stress. They don't feel anxiety. That's how they're able to just shuck and jive through life and be like, shit. Yet you throw them in water, suddenly all that stress they haven't been feeling, it just literally washes over them like so
this
much.
This is, I think,
like the waves.
Well, if you take a nigger and you tie his hands together and his feet together and you throw him in a pool, yeah, he's going to freak the fuck out.
Here's my point. You're correct that they do, and we have studies of this, that they feel less stress in everyday situations. They feel less anxiety about the future. They feel almost no anxiety about the future.
Right.
Living in a shitty circumstance, like a falling apart house that hasn't been like picked up or cleaned with like stale food and you know, Cheerios all over the floor and like, you know, whatever it might be, like just ghetto shit, like that stresses them out way less than it stresses out white people. Like if I go to like a shopping center, like a strip mall shopping center that's kind of run down and dingy, like that bothers me. It irritates me. And then if I see black people walking around, I'm like, okay, this now I see like why this is like this. But that kind of stuff doesn't stress them out. That kind of shit. But like they'll then remember, like blacks also have extreme terrors of certain types of animals. I witnessed this. This I can attest to when I was a camp counselor for all the blacks from Newark. Snakes.
All of them.
Snakes.
If you're hearing my voice right now, something has gone terribly, terribly wrong. Unless this is just how you want to live, who am I to tell people to stop listening to free content that's constantly interrupted, that has to deal with my voice and whatever audio quality this is going to come out in? Who am I to tell people that they should be getting behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall? Especially if they're not white, which I assume that's what you probably are if you're hearing my voice right now. That's just my assumption. It could be wrong, but I mean, if you're not white, legally you do have to tell me that you're not white. I told Sven that I'd record some commercials for him, and at first I thought I was going to put some effort into it, but then I realized, why don't I just ramble in the dumbest way possible and force you to listen to it? Because that's what you're doing right now. You are listening to this. Mike was probably saying something very interesting, something very insightful, and now you're listening to me. Is this really what you want? Is this how you want to live? Do you want to be non-white? Because again, I just assume that's what you are. You could always fix that. You could rectify this problem by going to therightstuff.biz/paywall and getting yourself a subscription. And then you'll never have to hear me again, you know, unless I'm filling it or something.
Particularly, but other like woodland creatures, frogs, even sometimes birds, they would flip out. They would freak out.
Scared of birds.
I'm telling you, but then if they saw an animal that was like dead, they'd want to mess with it. We have to like stop them from like throwing rocks at like dead birds. I mean, can you just leave that? Just stop it. It's unseemly. They also don't understand that concept. Like, no. Just don't do that. Don't torture a dead body, please. Like, just I can't explain to you why that's bad. It's something you have to understand. And like a 10-year-old black kid,
you have to have a soul, nigger.
Yeah, you're not gonna be able to get that message across to them.
Right,
like, you're just not. So
that's why they eat soul food.
So you just have to like discipline them.
You consume some, they might grow
one. When they do it, it's like literally when they do it, you can't explain why you shouldn't do it. So you have to like just discipline them. But but you know, they would freak the fuck out at animals.
Right.
They would absolutely freak out. So they do go from this like chill mode to like spaz mode in like that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's the thing. And being in the water also triggers that. Like, I'm telling you, these kids during swimming lessons, they would flip the fuck out. And I never made them go in the water because just the thought of it, they'd start like screaming. You ever see, I know you guys have, you're around a bunch of like a place where there's a bunch of younger black kids and they would just run around like chickens with their head cut off and screaming, just like screaming and like running around. Have you ever witnessed this? I have several times because I was a camp counselor for black kids. But the level of like screeching and freaking out and crying too, they love to burst into tears. It's another thing that they do. They actually burst into tears quite frequently. They're not stoic. There's no stoicism to them.
Hmm.
And they're kids too, but like white kids we're not like that. White kids would cry if like you hurt their feelings. They wouldn't cry if they like saw an animal or like like had to go in the water, you know. If you like yelled at a white kid and told him you did something bad and disciplined him, they'd be like, because they felt like
they failed you.
Yeah, they feel bad because they did a bad thing and they're guilty about it, and you've yelled at them, so now they're crying. Blacks don't have that response. They cry, they get so overheated emotionally that they cry because they have to like go in the water or like they saw an animal or something. It's just a different way of existing.
They saw an animal.
So I'm telling you, man, they would freak the fuck out. They would freak out.
That's really goddamn
funny. So I don't know. I think it is much more to do with that, the lack of the ability to rein in. Like, yeah, most of the time they're chill, right? Or they seem like they are. But when the emotion, when the adrenaline or whatever cortisol or whatever the hell the chemicals that do all this shit in your brain do, when that hits, they just
The psychology, I think, goes like this, right? If you expose a black to like actual physical danger, then their lizard brain will kick in.
Yeah.
For whites, though, because we have actual consciousness and we have time horizons and we can think into the future, we are capable of becoming stressed about things that aren't immediate danger, which makes us generally more stressed.
Yes.
I think that resolves the entire issue.
But also, we're also capable of rationally evaluating threats.
Right.
So if you see a snake in the woods, you might jump or something but then you think, that's not dangerous.
Or for me, you'll just pick it up and...
would fuck with it. My instinct is I'll just leave that alone, and it probably won't fuck with me. Typically, that's what happens with animals. If you just leave them, even bears and shit.
True. You have to go out of your way to get bit by an animal.
Right, yeah. That's your rational brain. Like, here's an animal. I'm in the woods. If I just leave it alone and mind my own business, then it probably will go away or just...
It's like one of my favorite statistics on snake bites is they're generally to the hands or face, and it tends to be adult males between the ages of like 18 and 25 that have been drinking.
But that's good, though, because the alcohol...
That's the prime demographic. That's what you want, start a cable show, like get bit by a snake. Boom, you got all the 18 to 25 year old white males. That's who you want. That's who the advertisers want. Eyeballs.
It's like the same people that can't get car insurance.
Can't get snake bite insurance. Sorry, sir. You're an at risk.
Well, nobody can get that. That's a form of health insurance, so no one has that.
That's true. Snake juice. What was that? What was that stupid Tarantino movie they took away from me?
I mean, how many of them are those people, are those literal snake handlers that like wave the rattlesnake over their head like a lasso? Like, and then just the thing just biting me. Jesus. You would think that somebody who was religious would like be like, don't fuck with God's creatures like that. Like, why are you doing that? That's just like, I could see killing an animal for food, but what you're doing is just unnecessary. Like, that's just, it's not, what's going on? What's going on, big guy?
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know.
Did you see this? Did you see this bourbon thing? Well, it's not bourbon.
I haven't read that yet. I wanted to read that article. The thing about Israeli whiskey.
Yeah, this guy's making like knockoff bourbon in Israel, and it got named like the best whiskey in the world. This kike right here.
I didn't read this yet, dude. Look at that hook nose on that.
It's like guy. I'm just sorry. I'm sorry. There's just no way you're making a good whiskey over there. That like it's never been more obvious.
There's no way that an whiskey made in the fucking Dolan Heights is like the best in the world. I just don't believe you. I don't even need to read the. I'm going to read the article, but I don't even.
Well, listen,
I'm
going to read it right here. Joseph Jordan. Joseph Jordan writes. Oh God, pardon me. Last spring, judges at the prestigious World Whiskies Awards baffled the world by showering Israeli distiller Milk and Honey with awards such as Craft Producer of the Year, World's Best Head Distiller, Israel's first and only recognized master distiller Tomer Goren, Brand Innovator of the Year, Best Visitor Attraction of the Year, and various second-place prizes. The most controversial announcement of all came when they declared M&H Element's Sherry Cask to be the greatest single malt whiskey on the planet.
So, this is retarded.
Yeah. And they're calling it Slingshot Connecticut. So is he like a Ricky Bobby fan? Slingshot! Slingshot. They're calling it Kentucky whiskey because you're not allowed to call it bourbon. Unless it's made
so he says, what? Taste in whiskey is undoubtedly subjective. But the fact that no independent whiskey connoisseur appears to agree with this panel of supposed experts is highly suspicious. Yeah, I think this is – I mean, if you're telling me that an Israeli whiskey wins all of these awards, I'm like, they're just pulling strings. Like, there's just no way they're not. M&H showings, including the one supposedly aged in a sherry cask, have received mixed reviews. Even those who enjoy it don't consider it good enough to win any award, much less best in the world. Even Jewish social media users have reacted to M&H's awards with comments like, it is even more insane if you've actually tasted the M&H whiskey. I was sure this was an April Fool's joke. Right. And how much did it cost? The award, that is. So that's a Jew that knows exactly how things work.
Right.
Both the aromatic notes and palate of these Jewish whiskeys have been described with words like vegetation, funky, and asparagus. The sherry barrel version in particular has been criticized as lacking body and needing significantly more work.
Show me your body. I literally can't. I'm drinking my body.
My body is lacking. I'm going to lack your body.
I got you some body. I got you a restraining. I got you a bottle of whiskey. Yes. I got you a restraining order.
It's like, I'm lacking my body. You're lacking a restraining order.
You know what's funny about this? So for several years, like, there's bourbons that they get made here and they just they get sent to Europe. Like, they've created this, like, secondary market almost. They've created an artificial scarcity for bourbons, and it's created this cork sniffing scene of bourbon connoisseurs. Mm-hmm. And so what this probably is like, if this guy was smart, if this guy was doing what I was thinking he was going to do with his Jewish connections, is like, this M&H would be widely available in America all the time on the market, and everyone says, oh, that was the whiskey of the year for 2023, and here it is right in my store. I don't have to go chasing these several hundred dollar rare. I don't have to get on the waiting list for what's that one that my brother-in-law used to buy for me with the horsey on it? Blanton's. I don't have to get on the waiting list for a bottle of Blanton's. I can buy this nice M&H. It's available right now, and they could probably jack the price up, and people will think.
So
it's very profitable to basically get your product into that position when all this product is supposedly unavailable artificially to the consumer.
It goes, this is interesting. So he says, the belief that beer and spirits awards are fixed through companies stacking judge panels or even outright bribery is commonly held and supported by evidence.
You know,
Jim Murray.
Isn't it funny that this conversation about a whiskey award being fixed, has that ever come up before until they just gave it to a bunch of Israelis who don't know? Obviously, like, you're not going to go shit about Kentucky
Bourbon.
Oh, it's come up.
Well, he's about to tell you.
Okay.
So, yeah. Figures such as Jim Murray, author of the influential yearly Whiskey Bible, have been known to take consultant fees from the companies that happen to produce his unusual and sometimes ridiculous whiskey appraisals. Scandals of this sort have for decades followed British multinational Diageo, who I don't know how you pronounce that, so make fun of me if you will.
Hey everybody, Jordan Peterson here. I wrote a book about 12 rules for how to live your life, and I have a 13th rule for you. Subscribe to TRS. Go to therightstuff.biz/paywall and pick the payment option that best suits your needs.
Who have been caught reading results on multiple occasions. In the case of the World Whiskies Awards, so this is how they did it. Their website openly solicits distillers who must pay to enter the competition by stating the marketing importance of putting the awards on a bottle. For this year's competition, they curiously did not officially list their panel of judges. But looking at previous years where they did list the name of judges, an immediate conflict of interest is present. An unusually high number of individuals who work at M&H, such as Gal Kochstein, CEO, Tom Gorin, Master Distiller, Ron Eldad, Production Manager, appear to have served as official judges for this awards group in recent years, which means that unless they recuse themselves and there's no sign that they did or were even expected to, they were judging their own product. So that's the kind of thing that a Jew would have the chutzpah to do.
Of course.
They're like a judge on a panel, like, yeah, mine was the best.
Yeah.
Knowing full well that it's trash. And just flexing like that. Like, see, I think even a corrupt white person would think twice about that. But all right, that's a little bit – all right, like, that's a little bit much. Like, that can't be – but, of course, even the Jews know that they can't get away with it because they know that if they listed who the judges were and all these people were on the judging panel, and then their whiskey wins, everybody be like, fuck you. Fuck you. I mean, they're already getting made fun of. But yeah.
But I mean, it's done is done anyway. They're going to leave it that way, right?
Well, says, aside from the unfair advantage created by Israelis and diaspora Jews prompting or incentivizing other judges who work as unscrupulous marketers and starving freelance journalists to inflate M&H would not be difficult. According to the body's press release, the whiskey candidates are unmarked but regionally separated when tasted, making M&H easily discernible on the table as it was the only Israeli entry. Yeah, so if you're like, yeah, here's the Scottish table. Good luck finding yours amongst, like, implying anybody can actually taste that much of a difference in this stuff that, like, if you had 10 scotches, you'd be able to pick out the one that definitely one that's, you know, one. I was watching a whiskey tasting where they were giving Irish people shots of Irish whiskey and shots of bourbon and asked them to pick which one was the Irish whiskey and which wasn't bourbon, and they weren't getting it right consistently.
That has to be Irish whiskey versus Scotch. There's no way. Bourbon is
no, it was
totally
Irish whiskey versus American bourbon, and they could. There were people that couldn't fucking do it.
Really,
I'm Jameson just saying, this stuff isn't as different as it seems.
Bourbon is way different than Scotch and Irish whiskey.
Very
different.
I agree with you.
Entirely different
probably
process.
Be able to do it. But
it's just like I can easily taste the malt in a blend.
Here was the thing that was throwing off the Irish people, and this is something that I would have known right away.
Because they were wrecked?
They assumed, well, one, they were just
fucking
trash.
Wrecked.
They were all just trash from the beginning. Well, first of all, you can only do like a shot tasting competition, like two rounds, and then you're done. Well, you're taking four shots. Like, all right, at that point, like, I mean, look, you can probably do it, but you know, at that point, your judgment's gone. And if you did it in 1 hour, it's like, all right, now that's just going to hit you fast, right? But the funny thing was, all these Irish people were expecting the Irish whiskey to have more of a bite. And I'm like, that's wrong. That's totally wrong.
No, bourbon has
Irish
more of a bite than
Irish
smooth.
Whiskey. The bourbon is what's going to fucking sting.
That's very true.
Yeah. And JMO doesn't hurt. That shit goes down smooth. Anyway.
Oh, Jameson.
That shit doesn't hurt, man. That shit goes down very, very smooth. Anyway. So.
What? Can I
anyway.
Find
What are you doing, shooting it? You're supposed to sit there with your crystal snifter and just kind of like cup it and savor it.
I mean,
if it's good,
I guess.
Obviously,
I
you're
know.
Not an Irishman.
I do.
That's the difference between a Scotch and an Irishman. It's like the Irish whiskey,
you just drink it.
These like starving potato wanters fucking just like slam it down their gullet. Like a real Scotch drinker sits there and nips at it and savors it.
Yeah, that's why it's good. Yeah, that smoky stuff is good.
Like,
yeah,
that's why. Dirt.
That's why
you
like,
might
that,
even
that's
pair
why,
it with something.
That's why the Irish can't tell because they don't fucking taste it. They just fucking guzzle it like.
Yeah, they don't
a
know
funnel.
What it actually tastes like.
They're Scotch blind.
Yeah,
it's not even that. It's like they don't know what anything tastes like. Like it's like it just goes straight down. Yeah,
the wind that shakes the
that's
barley.
That's kind of funny, actually. Yeah,
all wind shakes like, barley. If there's barley present, that's my thing for the Scotsman.
But here's my thing:
or the
if
Irishman.
You're going to shoot it down, you know if it hurts afterwards. But whatever. I mean, this is kind of getting into weird.
Well, you take
territory,
a shot. You take a
so
shot because you don't want to taste it, or you just want to get wrecked. Like I remember being,
but
like,
you also put
like
you
going out to bars and
bites.
Clubs like in my 20s. Like they would have all these like shots concocted for like it was like. Why would I want a shot that tastes like apple pie? It was like a...
Because
like,
you just want to get drunk.
Like vanilla vodka, apple something or other.
Because
and,
you want women to get drunk.
Fireball. It was like apple, cinnamon, and vanilla. It was like, can I have a beer, please?
Fireball is a woman, is like a girl thing for sure.
It's terrible.
Yeah.
It's full
it doesn't
of sugar.
Taste good, but it's like... I mean, I wouldn't sip it. Like, there's nothing to do with that but shoot it if you're going to even touch it. But I don't know. I don't... drink to get drunk anymore, so I don't do any of this shit anymore. And frankly, I don't really like the taste of brown liquors, honestly, so I just prefer wine.
It's got to be a certain time of the year. Like when fall and winter come around, it's like, all right, I could go for some brown liquor. Give me some scotch. Give me something that's going to.
Yeah, I can do it sometimes, but it's not a big thing. I'd prefer like, just to drink. You can call me a faggot if you want. I just prefer to drink.
Even with beer, it's like during the summer, no, I don't want to drink dark beer in the summer. It feels wrong.
Yeah, it's got to be too much. Fall.
Yeah, I mean, all this stuff is subjective. I mean, there's no really, you know.
I just can't drink whiskey at all anymore. It hurts my tummy. I stopped. I haven't had a sip of whiskey in I don't know how long. Just drink beer.
But what's so funny is I guarantee you these kikes are like manufacturing this shit in the cheapest way possible. It's probably like no better than like Evan Williams
The question is like, so they're going to put this out in the market with a little prestige added on top of it. How many liquor stores are going to prominently,
They're going
to display this stuff and try to like, is this going to be the new like household name brand? Like, oh, I've got Jack Daniels. I got Evan Williams. I got Milk and Honey. I got M&H. It's good stuff. It's Israeli, Kentucky. And how Jew-wise is the public to be like, yeah.
But here's why they do it. Here's why I think the question is.
Is there spiteful
if you're the Jews, like, why bother? Yeah. Right? Like, there are certain things. It's like, why even bother with this? Like, who cares? Like, you would think you would just leave the whiskey tasting contest alone. Like, you have to do with things like the Dolan Heights and undermine Syria or whatever. things like this, right? So why even care? And I think the reason is. They want, and this is a cultural effort that Jews have been doing, and Stryker and I have been talking about it on our show, and I've been observing it, and I've been observing it even from back when I lived in New York. There is a serious effort to essentially make Israel cool. And this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to make Israel cool. Like, they want it to be a thing that, like, urbanite hipsters who do things like go to whiskey tastings or care about the results of whiskey tastings or, you know, craft beer brewing, like basically being a connoisseur of various types of alcohol and these kinds of things, like, you know, that kind of a culture, which tends to attract like younger affluent white people. Then you want them, and they're probably mostly libtarded. Like, you know, you go to some place like Williamsburg or now Bushwick or one of these hipster neighborhoods in these cities that are, you know, now filled with black crime, but whatever. Hipsters, generally speaking, younger affluent white people who are culturally invested in being cool and seen to be cool or being the good thing, whatever, right? So they're overwhelmingly like liberal, Black Lives Matter, gay shit. But they're not really big fans of Israel, generally speaking. So this is all an effort to make Israel seem cool to hipsters. It is. That's what I think this is. And so they do a scam. They produce some fucking rot gut, and then they just fucking cheat their way to the award. Which is something that an actual person that cared about this craft of distilling whiskey would not want to do. They'd be like, I'm going to earn this.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna earn that medal.
I really want to be the best at this. That's kind
of
how
there
that
are corrupt people. Of course, there will be some corrupt white people. Whatever, but generally speaking,
no,
there's going to
be Jews.
People who take the craft of whiskey distilling very seriously.
Yeah, no one who takes it seriously is going to be corrupt in that way.
Right. Well, you're not just going to if you're serious about your like the scotch you're distilling. I've got only the best peat from the Highland bogs. To run my alcohol water through to make it taste like dirt. It only is going to taste like this particular dirt from the Highlands of Scotland that, you know, deer stomachs are decomposing within. Like, that's the taste I want.
I
want the taste of decomposing stag in
it's,
my
No, it's going to be the, it's going to be the taste sky, of you know? The taste of burning overloading electronic components from the space side.
Yes.
This is
I want to get that particular flavor of burnt hair in my scotch. You know,
notes of overclocked GPU.
That one right here, actually.
Notes of overclocked GPU.
Yeah,
blowing
that's
across.
The
I really want essence of bog in this whiskey.
Let's crack this thing.
Oh! You don't like interruptions? Well, this is a different kind of an interruption. This is a pre-recorded interruption to remind you that you wouldn't be hearing this interruption if you would actually pony up, support our work here at TRS, and buy a subscription to the show. It's only $10 a month. Unless you're using like e-checks, then there's some extra fees because the e-checks fucking suck. Don't use those. The point is, we need your support. You can't use credit cards anymore. It's kind of a pain in the balls, but we still need you to help us out. And if you're enjoying the content, these silly commercials will go away. We won't bother you anymore if you just do. So go to therightstuff.biz/paywall, make an order. You can use e-checks. You can mail in a money order. You can use a bunch of different cryptocurrencies, all which suck and are annoying, but we'll get it figured out. Or you can go to my Odyssey channel, Uncle Spen's Other Tone Stream, and you can give me a donation there and send me a screenshot of the transaction. We'll get you figured out. So, yeah. I guess any second now we'll go back to the show. I don't know when because I don't want these to be quick and predictable so that you can't just skip through them to make them go away. So this one's going to be a little extra long. But yeah, you need a subscription. You need a subscription.
Big open here. What does that smell?
Pure
like?
Highland overloaded motherboard in an electrical storm. That's what it's going to taste like.
Oh, yeah. No, that does smell like an electrical
fire. What accent
fire.
Am I doing? It doesn't matter.
Well, dude,
it does literally smell like an electrical fire.
That was the first time I had... There was a new, not Jack Daniels. What was the other one? Jack Daniels, Johnny Walker. There was a new Johnny Walker black. It was like double black or something like that.
Black.
It was like,
oh man.
A friend of my dad had a bottle. It was like, we were at a Christmas party. He was like, oh, I haven't had that. I'll try that. And I poured it. I was like, oh, this is literally like, I've done this to my amp before. It's like, it needs new tubes. It smells so bad. It was like the melting plastic flavor. I was like, oh, how do they do that? And I guess it's smoky. It's like, yeah, so is my computer. My computer's smoky.
Yeah, it's smoky, yeah. Literally.
I hate when that happens. I mean, that flavor plastic. can be good, but when it's done by like a Pepsi Cola brand, like Johnny Walker.
Dude,
like,
Johnny Walker, the more expensive it gets, the worse it tastes.
The best one is the gold.
Really?
Gold is good.
The best one was black.
Nah, black is it's all right.
It's the basic.
The gold is the only one that actually tastes like a premium scotch. From what I can remember, the green and the
blue
tastes
like butt.
Blue's just like it just tastes like your average. You could put anything in that bottle.
It just doesn't really taste good.
You could fill that up with
fake. It's probably all the same.
You could fill that up with like Smuggler's Delight.
I bet you it's all the same.
Yeah, it could. What's a blend? So
well, here's my question: like, is there anybody who's like a Johnny Walker green fan? I only have the green. Is there anyone like that? Is that person
I've
exist?
Heard of one person that was a Johnny Walker green guy. Yep.
Really? Fucking don't drink Johnny Walker.
A friend of my former manager at Guitar Center
Johnny
Larchmont said that he was talking about this guy at work that was a Johnny Walker green guy. That's what you, if you wanted to butter him up for whatever in the company, you got him a bottle of Johnny Walker.
Yeah, spent $200.
Was the green that much?
It
might have been.
It's probably. Fucking expensive, dude. All that shit's expensive.
I remember the gold being like $100 when that was. But that was like fucking 10 years ago, at least.
Isn't the blue like $500 or something? I don't know, dude. It's fucking ridiculous.
I remember that being around $250, but God knows now where it's at. Now you got to compete with like cut rate shit from Israel that's going to pretend to be like.
Yeah.
Fucking Rabbi Walker Green label. There you go. Writing that down. Rabbi Walker Green.
I was trying to think of a funny pun for like Johnny Walker instead of like, you know, for Israel's Wheeler Walker Black. I'm drinking Wheeler Walker Black. That's the guy who I was thinking of when we were talking about country music before. He's a Jew.
Oh,
he's a country
Walker.
Music singer who did all kinds of raunchy stuff and then he decided to become a rapper and do the same thing. Wheeler Walker.
Oh, of course. Now he's a rapper.
He sings country songs about like sucking dick and shit like that, and like, yeah, it's just fucking stupid. It's supposed to be funny, but it's also like, yeah, I can see the Judaism here, so shut the fuck up. But yeah,
I hate Jews. Remember that? I can tell we're sort of running out of content, so I'll just tell my joke. It's really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that scene in Fight Club where they're in the basement of the bar. And they're doing their fighting. And then, like, mob guy comes down the stairs like this. Who the fuck am I? The sign out front says Lou's Tavern. And I'm fucking Lou. And I would just be like, do we all need to know that? Is Lou here? Or, like, that's kind of gross, bro. No?
Oh, I see, yeah.
It was a very funny joke.
I had to think about it for a second. I was like, what?
It's like, privacy in your own bedroom is one thing, pal, but we're trying to be sweaty and beat each other up in the basement of Lou's bar here. Is he here? Is he going to be okay with this? Thank you. Bravo.
Very nice.
That filled another like 30
I
seconds.
I am fucking Lou here.
Probably weren't the first
I'm
person
I'm fucking
to ever
make Lou. It. He's like, this is wife, no nut. I mean, maybe we're not the people you need to be talking to about that, sir. Like imagine not having Tyler Durden say that. Instead, you just get him punched in the face by the guy who's fucking Lou.
Oh man, I actually clicked on a Twitter link and it didn't like immediately kick me out.
You mean
of
an
X site?
You mean you clicked on an Xer link? It's the new Xer site. We're gonna go on Xer.
Yes, an Xer. Yeah, that's funny.
Going on Xer. That's where I see the Slingshot whiskey is on Xer. There it is. Slingshot. God. Barrel proof Kentucky whiskey, small batch. It says Israeli Kentucky whiskey. It's so fucking gay. And you've got your little Glencairn glass, whatever the fuck you call that.
Wait, Israeli Kentucky whiskey?
It says Israeli Kentucky whiskey, yeah. Because Kentucky whiskey is what you have to call it if you're making bourbon somewhere outside of whatever county. Is it Bourbon County, Kentucky? Is it that stupid? Is it like I'm listening to Angel Witch by Angel Witch on the album Angel Witch? I can't remember how bourbon works. Is it a bourbon
county? I don't fucking know. There's all these little fucking conceits with liquor and alcohol. Yeah. Like champagne can only be made in Champagne, otherwise sparkling wine anywhere else.
Yeah, there's stuff that they... There's grapes that they brought over to New York during a war or whatever, and they grow them up, but you're not allowed to call them fucking champagnes. So,
I mean... Now, I assume that, Kentucky, is it Jews making it in Kentucky?
No, they're making it in Israel.
But then they're not, it's not Kentucky.
No, it's Kentucky whiskey. It's not Kentucky bourbon. That's the thing.
I'm thinking the inclusion of Kentucky at all is just a fundamental lie.
But I don't think Kentucky whiskey is known as bourbon. But you can't call it bourbon if you're not making it in Kentucky. So you're allowed to call it to let people know what you're going for.
So what's Tennessee whiskey?
Tennessee whiskey is they're making bourbon in Tennessee.
It's the same thing made in Tennessee.
Yeah, it's Jack. That's what right. Jack.
Daniels ripoff? Or Jack Daniels ripoff a bit?
I don't know who ripped off who, but
Jack Daniels ripped off Evan Williams.
It could be. I'm not sure.
Blown,
I don't know that.
Mind
I'm,
equals blown.
Basically.
Yeah, anyway, it doesn't matter.
I would just want to get drunk and not care. But I mean,
that's also something
that.
Somebody just told me, and it could be totally false. So,
it's kind of like they make scotch in Japan, but they don't call it that. They just call it, they use those squiggles. Like you call it that. But it's technically scotch. They just took the recipe and they just make it in.
Yeah, they just use, we put dirt in our whiskey and now it's scotch.
Bingo.
We run the distilled stuff through a dirt filter.
I've heard, I've not been able to verify this, I've heard that actually Japanese single malts are really the best scotch. I've heard this idea floated around.
I feel like this is another one of those like marketing campaigns, like, oh, the autistic Japanese, they just know how to do it better than we do. We suck, don't we?
Could be.
Us white people are just the worst. Everything we think of, some fucking slit-eyed gook or some fucking
there's somebody
Israeli
who's not white
comes up with a way to
best.
Do it, and they figured it out. They really guess. Like, how about you put rice in it? Shut up. Eat your fucking raw. Eat your fucking raw fish.
This is my thing.
And you're still crawling around octopus. And just have your single malt liquor, whatever it is. I don't give a fuck.
Have you ever had sake?
Stop trying to horn in like you're better at this than the Scotchman is. Like, just stop.
Have you ever had sake?
I have not had sake. I'm a huge fan or anything.
It's just rubbing alcohol. Like, there's no such thing as fine. It's just like
Japanese single malt whiskey. It's fine. It's like whatever. I'm not going to go like, oh, this shows the
right. But they didn't come up with that.
The mind
what they
of
came
the
up
Japan,
with
Japanese.
On their own was sake.
The tradition
and
of the samurai.
Frankly, that shit is unimpressive. It tastes like cough syrup or like. I mean, it just never tastes good, and I don't believe you that there's such a thing as like fine sake. I just don't believe you.
It just
tastes like medicine.
It's just their thing,
no matter
what. Every country has a thing. People have things.
Now, one thing is that beer, multiple different cultures, I believe, discovered that independently of each other.
Yeah, they've discovered rotting water.
It's kind of simple.
Rotting water. If it rots long enough, it's good.
Right. If you put like.
You spill some yeast.
You put like seed oil in water and let it sit long enough, it becomes beer.
You can drink it. Your wheat crop gets ruined by rain.
Right.
Well, you catch the water, hang on to it for 6 months, so you've got a nice margin.
Yeah, you're good. Or, if you're unlucky, you got ergot in there and then you trip balls until you die.
Or who? Gal ergot?
You never heard of ergot?
Gal ergot.
Ergot is like this thing that can grow on a rye plant that causes like extreme hallucinations till you die, and it happens if the rye plant goes
How
bad
come
somehow. There's a few theories about the Jamestown colony that's what it was. It was ergot of rye that they all just like fucking tripped until they died. That could also be a thing to promote drug use, though. I don't know.
I was gonna say, how come?
Who
I,
knows?
How
all
come
these
I haven't heard about
fake.
This being I'm, like the cure for racism or like the way to a new spiritual.
I'm like, here's what's funny. I'm like very much into being like, and don't take this the wrong way. Like I've become very skeptical. Like I'm a huge skeptic.
Okay.
And what I'm a big skeptic of is like old wives' tales.
Hey, it's your worst possible nightmare. It's the sound of Borzoi interrupting whatever wonderful talking point Mike is making right now, interrupting your own train of thought. And you're in this position, listening to me right now, well, because you're listening to the free version of this show. You're not even getting all the content, and now you have to listen to me. Is this what you want? Is it really? This is the, you want to hear this? You want to hear me? That just can't possibly be what you want. So if you want to rectify that issue, go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. You can make one-time donations and get 3 months, 6 months, even a year. So why are you doing this to yourself? This has to be especially troubling because I'm not even going to check the audio and how this sounds. So you could also be listening to just terrible audio right now. So why not just stop doing this to yourself and get behind the paywall at therightstuff.biz/paywall.
Or things that you were just told and you've accepted for a long time because it makes a good story or because it seems to just accept them. You're like, yeah, but is that true? Like the Jamestown colony, they all say, yeah, they may be. One of the things that happened is that they ate this hallucinogenic byproduct of a failed rye crop. And they all, okay, well, is that really true, though? Mm. Maybe. But were you just trying to promote drugs to young kids? I don't know. I'm willing to believe either one. Anyway.
Yeah.
But that's, again, that's why I question the black buoyancy thing. Because I'm like, is this something? Is this something that's true? Or is this a just so story we tell ourselves so we don't have to acknowledge things? But yeah. I mean, look, for all we know, that test that they did, that buoyancy test that they did, the 13 white and 13 blacks, that could have been affected by black people panicking more than white people. Because how do you, I mean, I guess you, the only way to measure someone's emotional state would be just to observe them. You know, I don't know.
Well, no. What you could do is you could, like, drill little holes in their Negro skulls and insert some wires, like some probes.
Oh, shit.
And just do that.
I guess you could see if they have elevated levels.
Then tie their hands together and throw them in the water and see what happens.
Yeah.
In the name of science.
But the more stuff you do, like, the more it's going to agitate them. Like, here, we're putting these suction cups on you, now throwing you in the water. It's like... Yeah, I don't know, man.
It sounds worse than the, like...
My view is black people just can't swim because...
Well,
just...
I mean, what's really going on here is, like, white people invented this thing called drown-proofing, which is, like, a really high-level way to survive in the water, right? Like, we put our white brains together and came up with this very systematized approach to it.
Lay back and don't panic.
Niggers just fail at it.
Hold your breath.
Right, and it's because it's looking more than 15 minutes ahead into the future, right? You're like, I want to survive for another 15 minutes. Actually, I want to survive for another 15 hours.
Why haven't we heard, like, outcry and outrage about this? Like, you're binding up, like, blacks and throwing them in water and seeing what happens to them. Like, this is worse than that time that, like, science gave them all the clap to, like, study them, whatever the hell that was. Or syphilis. What was it? Was it Tuskegee or some shit? They don't stop crying about that. It's like, they won't know, not a peep about tying them up and throwing them in the water. All right, let's see if you could drown-proof. Like,
well, here's my question. Is that even, again, I'm just going to do the skepticism. Is that true? Did they really do that?
Of course not.
I need some evidence.
But it does sound like they tied them up and threw them in the water, though. Let's just throw them in the pool.
Or they did it to everybody. Or what they did was they actually just used people in the military to test for stuff to make, do tests of venereal diseases. And blacks just had a lot more venereal diseases, and therefore they were the test subjects.
What about,
I don't know if it's true they actually infected them with it surreptitiously. I will bet you that they said that later on. But I will, in fact, place bets right now, and I'm happy to be wrong, that thing about blacks being subjected to being given syphilis surreptitiously so the military could study the effects – I'll bet you it's not true. I'll bet you they studied the effects of syphilis and just more blacks had syphilis. And then later on they said, oh yeah, they gave that. They were experimenting on us. They gave it to us. It's like, we're not talking about like the effects of Agent Orange. We're not talking about Gulf War syndrome. We're talking about they can't give that to you by exposing you to a chemical agent that they're using in chemical warfare. You have to have a lot of filthy sex to get that.
What if this was
we know about the military these days, you know, here we are.
Is it the Elon Muskegee Institute?
Okay, there you go. That's the show title right there.
That's the real rebranding he needs to do. The Elon Muskie. X.com. It's something else.
I wanted to see. Well, the thing is, if I search this, this is going to say yes.
Oh, the Tuskegee Institute? Like, that's Nigga News. That's long-standing Nigga News.
Okay, well, let's actually see. The CDC has this thing. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Tuskegee Study Timeline. The study involves 600 black men, 399 with syphilis, 201 who did not have the disease. Participants' informed consent was not collected. Okay.
So, just like COVID.
Okay. In 1932, the USPHS, or I don't know, US Public Health Survey, something like that. I don't know what that stands for. I'm assuming that's what it is, something like that. Working with the Tuskegee Institute, began a study to record the natural history of syphilis. It was originally called the Tuskegee Study of Untreated Syphilis in the Negro Male. Now referred to as the USPHS Syphilis Study. Study involved 600 black men, 399 with syphilis, 201 who did not have the disease. Participants' informed consent was not collected. Researchers told the men they were being treated for bad blood, a local term used to describe several elements, including syphilis, anemia, and fatigue. In exchange for taking part in the study, the men received free medical exam, free meals, and burial insurance. So, yeah.
Bad blood.
They, Here's what it is. Penicillin was the treatment of choice for syphilis and became widely available, but the participants of the study were not offered treatment. They were not actually infected with it. They already had it. And isn't that interesting that they were able to get such a high number of them that had it?
That's how you know it's unbelievable. That's how you know the white man gave it to them. That's how you know.
I mean,
white folk with a syphilis giving it to
them. Yeah, brother. I mean, I'm just like crooking an eyebrow at that. But yeah, no. So here's the thing. I guess you could dispute the ethics of just not giving them the well-known treatment for this. But it's a lie that they were infected with it. That the government like gave it to them. Like we're like, here, we're gonna test this on niggers because we want to keep white people. Because that's the story, right? That's the story you're told. They wanted to test it on niggers to keep white people like pristine and healthy. But the thing is, they were specifically studying it in blacks. That's what the study title says. Untreated syphilis in the Negro male.
I mean, you have to give them the syphilis for it to be untreated. White people.
But I'm also wondering if, and again, a lot of this history maybe is lost, or maybe people know it, and it's just hard to find. You know, it's something you need to
be a
professional researcher to find some of this material. But here's my thing. Maybe they were I'm totally speculating here. If I'm wrong, fine. It could be that they were actually looking for something that would explain certain behavioral characteristics of blacks. And they thought maybe there's a lot of blacks out there with untreated syphilis, and that's why they're acting
crazy.
That's
extremely plausible.
So they're like, okay, so let's find some blacks that have it and like monitor their progress. And if they exhibit the same types of things that all these blacks we see out in the wild doing, you know?
They were trying to brown-proof the country. Forget drown-proof. Like, maybe these niggers have syphilis. Right. We can cure them of syphilis. We can have a country again.
I bet you it was more altruistic than that. They probably thought maybe if we find out that, in fact, the reason for all these bad behavioral patterns with blacks is that they all have syphilis, we can just give all of the blacks penicillin and they'll be normal again.
Sorry.
It's never that easy.
Penicillin cannot treat nigger problem.
Look, I mean, it's like wishing on a star, but if there's...
Well, this is pretty annoying. You don't want to hear my voice. You want to hear Mike finish his thought, huh? But you can't because you don't have a subscription. You should go to therightstuff.biz/paywall. Bag it.
There's a chance.
It's antibiotic resistant nigger infection.
So you're saying there's a chance.
Super nigs.
Well, I mean, think about it.
You've created a super nig. You fed them penicillin, nothing can stop them.
Put yourself in the position of the government in 1932. And you're like, there's a chance. Maybe. Maybe all we have to do is give all these niggers penicillin and they'll calm down. But it's not true. Unfortunately.
No, behave. Dosing for behave.
Look.
The new Anthony song.
I'm just speculating. But because as a white person that thinks about long-term implications of things, I'm like, I could easily project that idea onto the people who ran the government in 1932.
Yeah, and that's what happens. Like, all these, anytime like an altruistic study like this was entered into or was performed, they always fail. Like the people that wanted to do right by niggers, like it always failed. Like it didn't work out because racism is just correct. And then they just get attacked
for it later on.
Well, they don't even get attacked. They just, like, that study is taken as being, like, a racist, like, bad thing that they were trying to do. Because the outcome of the study is so bad. It's like, well, they were actually trying to do harm here. We have to say that. And then we just memory hole the entire thing. You can't find any specifics about the studies. And if you do happen to unearth something and try to go public with it, it's like, well, now you're like the guys who wrote Bell Curve. Like, you're some kind of racist. You're some kind of bigot. And the only explanation for why you would say such a thing about black people, you know, so that's good. Anyway, we should take a quick break.
Yeah,
I think we've got some light denial content that's on Bang. I want to look at an hour or two. I guess I'll give Mike the link so he can look it over while we have some.
I've got some stuff for Alex.
Yeah, we got some good stuff. So, all right, I guess we'll be right back.
You are listening to the Daily Shower. As racist and sexist as they can be. We're gonna offend you, isn't it funny?